Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What up, challenge fans? On tonight's double episode, that's right, we're talking two episodes tonight. CT lies, Kara cries, and Polly tries, and then Polly dies? I don't know. Stick around. We're talking about all that and more next. Waha!
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, welcome, welcome, one and all, to the challenge, season 34. We've got a double header for you tonight. We've also got the Bomb Squad in the building.
Oh! Bomb Squad!
That's what's up. That's
bomber right. Jackets. Benny and I were coming up with funny ways to say that we're all wearing bomber jackets, right. And that's what we came up with it. My name is Daniel Linker. Thank you so much for joining us. I've got two fantastic hosts with me tonight. Of course, we've got Benjamin Franklin. He's rocking those bifocals tonight.
Oh, God, why'd you have to bring it to their attention? What's up, guys? Benny Adams here. Thanks again for joining us. We missed you. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And can't wait to talk about the challenge.
Yeah, and last but not least, we've got the president and CEO of Fit TV, David, here. I'm not sure if that's factual information.
That actually is fact.
Yes, that is true.
Nice.
Yeah, who's the CFO?
Good question.
Okay, you can be that too.
Hiring.
Guys, you got to make sure, you got to stick around. If we have time, we're going to be playing a fun game tonight. We've got a whole part one of a finale to be talking about, but we're going to start with episode 14, which aired last week. We were off for Thanksgiving, if you guys were wondering. Our studio was closed, but we're here to talk about it now. And I want to start with Mind the Cart, which was the first challenge of that evening, and what you guys thought of that. So give me your overall thoughts of Mind the Cart. Not of the whole episode, just of Mind the Cart.
I thought it was a good challenge. Nothing really stuck out of it to me. It wasn't, you know, anything special, but yeah, it was a solid challenge.
David, what did you think of Mind the Cart? They had to go across in the cart, and they had the swimmers below.
Oh, that's right. And then they had to cut the rope, right?
You got it.
Correct. Okay. I mean, it was okay. I agree, Benny. I don't think it wasn't that thrilling. Nothing too crazy. Jordan killed it as expected, having to swim multiple times, which was awesome.
It was. I was confused about a couple things. They said that they had to have at least two girls swim for the U.S. side. Right? And then that one guy could swim. Why didn't, like, Polly or Zach do one of the swims to keep it a little more even with? They had the girls do it every single time. And then Polly was like, oh, we have to have girls. And later on, Polly's like, oh, we have to have girls do it the whole time. And I was like, wait, that doesn't make sense. Well, literally, TJ said that one guy could swim for that side.
I think because if the girls didn't swim, didn't they have to go up in the car and do the pulling?
Yeah, but then like Ash is like, I can't cut the rope. So I'm like, why wouldn't like to try to keep it at least close?
Yeah.
I don't know. The whole thing was a little weird. Did you also notice that the episode was only 1 hour?
Yes.
Out of the entire season of an hour and a half, this is what I finally wanted was an hour episode. And I noticed it because of how short the intro was slash my vignette that I like to say.
Yeah.
It was super short. They went right to the first challenge. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And then the episode's over. I'm like, oh, that was over real fast.
I didn't even notice it until like you brought it up to me today. And I was like, oh, it was an hour.
They cut out so much of the fat with that episode. No bar scenes getting in the way. None of this stuff. I prefer the episode to be an hour.
Well, I mean, you think about it, like the majority of the cast is gone now. So
yeah,
so
how much drama can they build with only nine people versus 20?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I know.
You'd be surprised.
True.
Yeah, I definitely like the shorter thing. All right, so we none of us really cared for Mind the Cart. Do you see Leroy and Cam when they fell?
Yeah.
Freaking Leroy's shoe fell off.
Yeah.
That fall. That was one of the and they weren't.
No, Nani's fall. Do you remember that one?
Her from, fall. From was, seasons ago. Or no. From
The two episodes ago when she fell in.
Oh, I saw Leroy. Was it Leroy and Nani that were in there? Who was in there with Leroy? That was the worst fall I saw.
I just remember Nani saying that she's been in so many challenges, and
I think
that was
like Leroy
the worst
and Nani.
Fall of her life. Yeah.
It was brutal. The one with Leroy, whoever was with it, I think you might be right, I think it was Nani. That one was rough.
Yeah, yeah.
That was definitely rough. All right, so the UK wins it by like a landfall because Jordan's a fish, And yes, super, it was literally super unfair. But they U.S. killed him. CT finally hopped off the fence. His ass was hurting him. He hopped off the fence and he made his first move of the night. And Zach is like, "Welcome everyone. I want to introduce CT."
Oh yes, my god!
Yes. I'll tell you right now, Zach is having the best season of all.
It was
he
great.
Is so funny.
Yeah, it yeah. was he's amazing. Where do you say your numbers? Your numbers. Yeah. Start laughing. Your numbers. It was amazing. Yeah.
He's was hating so on his own team. Yeah. Zach is hating on his own team, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Pure comedy, man. Pure comedy.
I agree. Way to go, Zach.
Yeah, so I'm super pumped that CT finally made a move, and he's like, you know what, guys? I think we should keep the team the way it is. And it's such, like, why the whole season? I know they had their numbers. They're helping out the other team the mm-hmm. whole season. And now that we realize that it really is team versus team and there's no individual stuff happening,
right,
you're helping out the other team.
Yeah.
And their idea was that they were going to put Tori against Nani. Thank God they kept Tori. She's so strong.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, they would have been really regretting that at this point.
I think too. It's hard to do this episode when we already know what happens in the next episode because I'm trying not to jump ahead. So their own team votes in Nani. And I thought it was really nice that Leroy and who's the other guy? Zach both were like, no, we want Ninja in there.
And they knew that Nani was going to go in anyway.
No, because they had the four or five people that got her. So then Nani goes in, and then CT makes a speech, and then she's like, okay, I'll pick these two people to be in it with me, Rogan and, God, it's hard to remember two people, Rogan and Tori, and then CT picks Ninja, which I love, because I do think that she is the weakest girl on that team until I saw tonight, mm-hmm. and I'm like, Kara is pretty damn weak too. But,
true.
So
true.
She chooses Ninja. Tori is funny, and she goes, Ashley. So now Rogan's got to pick somebody. And here's my biggest takeaway. Ashley's been so calm this whole season, just chilling out. And one thing doesn't go Ashley's way.
She breaks.
And it's insane, the switch in her. And this is the type of stuff I'm talking about with her, because I really think she's a strong competitor.
She is.
Except for her temper. Like, even tonight, I know we're jumping ahead again, she was so strong tonight. Eating the bugs, walking
true.
With the... Didn't bitch
true.
Complain
she
once.
She was probably
she's
the strongest girl.
It.
Strongest girl in this episode.
Yeah,
I thought Cam was strong.
You took the words out of my mouth. I thought Cam also killed it tonight.
Yeah.
Not one complaint from Cam at all.
She was just like, suck it up, let's go. You know, both of them.
Lots of complaints from Polly.
Yeah.
So Ashley freaks out, and it's Ashley versus Nani. And here's my first question for you guys tonight. Who are you rooting for, Ashley versus Nani?
Nani.
Me too.
Nani.
Right? I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't after this whole season she's been through. I really want her to come back and work. But
me too.
Who's the better competitor?
Ashley.
Ashley.
Especially if it was a puzzle. Ashley kills it at puzzles.
Yeah, when I saw the puzzle, I was like, oh, no.
How lost did Ashley really get?
She said she completed that in 30 seconds.
Like, no, but, like, how lost? No, the puzzle, I know.
Oh,
she got lost in the woods at one point. Yeah, Hansel and Gretel. She was following gingerbread crumbs to the old lady's house.
And see, I thought Nani would have got it. I thought she was going to get it when she got lost.
Yeah. That puzzle, it literally, like, you just had to add up the symbols on that puzzle. And you had to have them be equal or whatever.
But, I mean, I got to give it to you. To even figure that out, that's the puzzle. I mean, that's still pretty good, too, though. I mean, to figure that out. I mean, I probably would have had to, like, sit there.
No,
and
I'm giving Ashley props, and I'm kind of making fun of Nani, where how could you – she didn't even look like she even – just she was just staring at it for, like the 30 seconds.
Saying?
Like, I don't even think she started to break it down.
Yeah.
While Ashley, 30 seconds later –
she's on it, yeah.
She had it done.
I can't talk because if I was in that situation, I'm awful at puzzles. I would have been doing like the same blank stare. Like,
what is this?
Just such a simple puzzle once someone explains it. But
besides the fact that Ashley, I think, is literally crazy, I don't really think she has a weakness. I do think
she's good.
For a female body type, which is petite, I think she's very strong. She carrying that bamboo thing tonight, like not even one. They didn't show her at all struggling, I guess you could say.
Well, not only physically, but mentally, when it comes to challenges, she's very strong too.
Yeah, that's what I mean by the puzzles and stuff. Yeah. I think that which we were talking about. I just think that she just kills it.
She said it time and time again that she has a lot of heart, and that's her strength. That she's confident in herself and that she believes in herself.
Yeah, I'll give her that. Yep. And I would say shout out to the live chat. We see you guys in there. You guys are going off tonight. I like it.
Someone wrote 99% of people wanted Nani to... Ashley's overrated. Bria Carter thinks Ashley's overrated.
Wow.
Bria, that's very interesting.
I don't think she's overrated.
Out of the girls that are left, I think that she, honestly... is one of the best. I think she can be better than Kara at this point. At this point, better than Kara, just because car, I mean, tonight we just saw a car break down on multiple things. Definitely better than Ninja. Ninja, she wasn't even carrying that bamboo shoot tonight. She but again, we're going ahead.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that Ashley performed
with
very,
the exception
nice
of last season. She has some good performances under.
Are
her
you talking about Ashley?
Yeah, because last season she was kicked off first. But other than
right,
that,
other than that, she's won. A nice amount.
She's won two finals, right? Yeah, two
well,
finals.
She even said that, remember? She's like, that's a, you know, I didn't burn through it. I'm not broke like you guys or something like that. Remember that comment she
yeah,
made?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's always like, bringing that up.
Yeah.
She was saying,
I got money. Yeah. I'm rich now.
She said, it's like a million degrees out here. And I'm like, well, you stole $1 million from Hunter, right. So suck it up. That's what I was saying when she was like complaining about that. All right. Well, I think that's good. We got it. That's episode 14.
Yeah.
I want to get into the final. There's so much of this final, and right. it's so good so far.
That sums it up, right, Live Chat?
Okay, let me break down the teams for us, our final teams here. I wrote them down. All right. So on Team US, we have Leroy, Zach, Polly, Cam, Ashley, Ninja, and Kara. And on Team UK, CT, Jordan, Tori, Rogan, and D. So let's start with this. Who are you rooting for, and who do you think will win? So who are you rooting for first?
I'm rooting for Team UK.
David?
Yeah, I agree.
And I am as well. I have one. If you could, here's my other question before we get into who you think will win. Who do you want to, who, if you could, switch players around, who would be like your ultimate UK team or your team that you want to win?
Mine would be definitely Jordan, CT, Zach, Leroy, obviously Tori, Cam.
So you're taking everybody on that team.
Well, how many can we pick?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I was just wondering what you guys would want. Like, who are you rooting for? Because there's people on both teams who in theory rooting for.
I would take out Rogan from UK
and put in,
and I would put in Leroy.
Oh, okay.
And I would put in Zach.
Okay.
Leroy and Zach. Yeah,
you almost have mine. If I could switch a player for a player, I want to take Rogan out and put Zach in because I just think he's having a bomb season. I know we all want Leroy to win and all this stuff too, but if I can only switch one, that's what I want for my ultimate team.
I agree with that.
But anyways, and then who do you guys think will win this finale? We've only seen part one so far.
I think UK is going to win.
UK is definitely going to win. Yeah. US looks awful. Both teams are breaking the rules. But like, first of all, when TJ is making this list of rules, there's 20 rules I had to write down. He has like 20 different rules and regulations of how this final is supposed to be run. And one of them is you can't mess with the other people's gurneys, which I guess CT did, but I have a conspiracy about that in a second. And second, they literally tell them you can't take the bags off the gurney, no matter how messed up your gurney is.
Right.
So literally, US knows this.
They know it.
Like, I know your gurney's messed up. Put it on the gurney anyways and carry it sideways for all and hold it together somehow. But you know you're going to be penalized for this. What are you thinking?
And that's the thing. I think they do know they're going to be penalized, but they're just like, what else can they do? And they rather just take that hit and then hope for the best, I think.
Here's my conspiracy for the night. Is that the only reason that CT got punished, that 10-minute time penalty, is because the producers are seeing how far US is just struggling, and they're like, we gotta somehow keep this close. Because usually it's individuals, right? So you have like five or six people running, and like, who knows how close each one is. Like, it's literally one or the other.
Yeah.
And if one gets a million miles ahead, the show's over. Right, we're watching it for no reason.
Yeah.
So the producer's like, oh my god, we have to give him a 10-minute time penalty. He brushed against Kara too harshly.
He did kind of take him over.
I understand, but I'm wondering if it was neck and neck, would they have given him, like, maybe they give him like 5 minutes.
Right.
10 minutes.
That's
is
good point. Two
even
minutes.
Like what CT said. CT yelled at TJ.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me, TJ!
He's like, this is bullshit.
He got mad. So, yeah.
Yeah,
we're going to break down each checkpoint in a second here, but I thought that was okay. Let's start from it's stage one, checkpoint one, and let's do stage one. They have to go 4 miles to get to the first checkpoint.
Yeah.
16 miles altogether. 4 people can carry the gurney at a time. You can't switch onto the gurney unless you're at the next checkpoint. You can't take the bags and carry them, and you can't touch each other's gurneys. Whatever.
Right.
Checkpoint one is leverage up, and you have to make a basket. Oh, no, it's catapult. It's a catapult, right? Yeah. You got to catapult the coconuts into the basket. Thoughts?
Simple enough.
You have to get 3 in to move to the next one.
Yeah. Simple enough.
I didn't really think much about it. I was like, oh, that was fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's challenging enough, but it's still very simple, you know? Yeah. It's the first one.
I wasn't impressed.
No, I wasn't impressed at all. Yeah. I thought it was just like, well, that's okay. Yeah.
Play a little beer pong basketball.
I mean, they both figured it out pretty quickly, so
Yeah, because Zach freaking Hercules double feet jumps on it and the thing goes, yeah. Oh, we can just tap it with our hands. And they're like, all right, that was easy enough. At one point, I wrote, how is Cam carrying the whole front? This is before Checkpoint 2. How is Cam carrying the whole front? Like, Cam was... That's why I was saying Cam had a strong performance.
She had two of them,
She was holding the whole front by herself.
She
didn't
care.
No.
She went ham. And that's what I was saying. Like,
I I just thought that Cam and Ashley, no issues at all. Right. I thought that Kara and... everyone's going to give Pauly such a hard time, but Pauly literally...
He was doing everything.
And here's the issue. Between one of the checkpoints, Zach is like, oh, we're ahead, so I'll take my break now. Zach, you should have never left the holding the thing.
You were saying it should have been Zach, Leroy,
and
Pauly
at all times with one girl. Yeah. Let the girl switch out was my idea, because if it's the three dudes carrying it, they're all much stronger, let's be honest, so they can hold more weight and therefore not tiring themselves out so much.
Yeah.
So you literally just never, because you're walking. Let's be honest. I know you're carrying something while walking, but it's not like you have to run.
Right.
Running 4 miles, you can't run the whole time. You have to jog and maybe slow down a little bit.
Right.
But they're literally, if they just walk at a steady pace, I think CT was onto this on the other team. He was like, dude, don't rush. Just walk.
He said
we'll catch up to them eventually because the way we're doing it, they'll gas out. They're trying to run and stuff. Just walk it out. Have all three dudes on it with one girl switching each time to give them a break.
It would be evenly paired that way, because when you look at the UK team, it's the same thing with Rogan, Jordan, and CT. Because
they can't really take a break.
Right.
And notice they weren't, and that's why they're doing. And they have less. They have less weight, though. That's helping them as well.
Right.
But they also can't switch people out. But honestly, do you really want to switch it out to put three girls on that with one dude? It's too much weight for the girl. That's a lot of weight.
That's not even the thing, though.
What's
20
pounds? It was 20 pounds a person. And how many people are on the U.S. team? Seven?
Seven, yeah.
That's 100. That's 140 pounds up there.
Which realistically is not
that doesn't
that
sound
bad.
A lot. That doesn't sound like a lot to me now.
But you have to, Ninja's barely touching
Okay, so that's what I want to talk about with Ninja, is when Zach left, it was literally Pauly and Ninja on one side because Zach was taking the break because they had, a foot of space ahead. They weren't even in the lead that much. And literally, Ninja, when I saw her holding it, she was, doing this move with one hand at one point.
Ninja
wasn't even panting.
Yeah. She wasn't even sweating.
I don't get her.
She did not want to do it.
I just don't understand her, because last season I thought she was so much better. Maybe it was a mirage or an illusion, but she's not good this season at all.
And you said that thing is 140 pounds. Ninja was barely carrying anything. Pauly said he's 150.
50 pounds, so he's carrying his own.
No wonder he's
that's
gassing
true too.
Out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Ninja, I don't think, from what I was seeing, it didn't seem like she was trying to get out of doing this, man.
Yeah. But I do love how close it was the whole time, where they were trying to pass each other and stuff like that. Like, that
Pauly's
makes
it, like, see, blocking
but,
them.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you should go back. But that's what's so important and vital for the producers, to keep it close somehow. Because if the two teams aren't close, if we already know the result of the game before the end, why are we watching their show?
Yeah.
And that's all the producers care about, is that our eyes are glued to the set.
That's a good conspiracy. I'll take that one.
So I don't know if it was close, if they would have been so harsh on the penalty, or even given CT that penalty.
Yeah.
Because he passed them. I get that he messed with their gurney, but I'm thinking,
but did he even touch the gurney?
Well,
he
I saw Kara go into a bush a little bit.
I mean, the fact is, he did nudge him over, and, you know, he went choo-choo. He made that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so he intentionally did it, you know?
But, he didn't touch the gurney, though. He,
Well, he nudged, he pushed them over.
I mean, it was a tough call either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And TJ did say you can't mess with their gurney. I mean, he made that. That was a rule that they definitely kept in there on purpose for that reason. Checkpoint 2 is math. You get to do some math. I was a little disappointed in this.
So frustrated with this one.
It's the most boring thing to watch, because I was trying to solve the things, but they would flash to, they all had their own problem.
Yeah.
There wasn't one problem. So us as a viewer, we couldn't even get to, I want to solve it. I like solving simple, fun, scary math, because it's scary because you're under pressure.
Right,
but if you really, us watching it, it's probably not that hard.
Well, and I get the fact that they're under pressure and, you know, they're tired and they're out of breath. My question is, couldn't they, because they had to count the numbers for a lot of the questions.
Yeah.
Couldn't they just go up to the board and literally just be one, two, three?
It didn't seem that would be an issue.
I was thinking that too.
Because
that
would have seemed like it would be that much easier.
Because but see, and that's
instead of just all the way from the back and then
And we didn't hear that. We didn't hear you have to stay at your station. You cannot go up to the board. Because if you can go up to the board, like count the fives on four on rows four and five. You just go like this.
Exactly. So there had to be some kind of rule for that.
That you can't pass the podiums.
Maybe,
had to be.
But even though, even if all that guy had to do, I don't know who whose job it was, you count the things in row four and five, all the fives, and then add them up.
I know, but I mean, when you're
counting by fives is so easy.
When you're at that distance, though, and then trying to look at it, and all
maybe,
those numbers
and they're jumbling together, so maybe that is.
And then your adrenaline, you know,
what's up, Eddie?
The beginning of the episode was so foreshadowing this. What Paulie quizzing Kara on math while she was running on a treadmill.
Yeah, and that's and there you go.
And then she
and the
she
light bulb just went off in your head too, that you realized that happened.
And she cracked.
Good call, Benny.
Yeah, so I mean, it's you know, we do our five checkpoints for Kara, right? Swimming,
no.
Strength,
sometimes.
Endurance,
sometimes.
Puzzles, supposedly yes, but tonight no. And then what's my last one? Strength? No, I did strength, puzzles, endurance. Oh, my God. I can't remember my fifth
political
one.
Game. Political game.
Oh, political game. There, thank you. Political game.
Everyone that's made it this far has a good political game.
They have
Everyone
to.
That
they
made it to the final has a good political game.
Political game slash strong alliance, which is altogether like that. So,
I think
I don't know. She's just struggling this season a lot. In all regards. I'm talking like just mentally in her head with just
everything.
Being the villain or whatever, doing whatever she's doing to the game aspect.
I think, obviously, Kara has proven herself. Like, she's made it to however many seasons.
Yeah, Ashley made that known a million times to try to motivate her ass, and that didn't seem to work.
And it's just, you know, some seasons you're not going to have good seasons. Some seasons you're going to have amazing seasons. And I guess this season just isn't her season, even though she did make it to the final. But maybe she's just being too comfortable with it, and she's like, oh, I've been to a final before. I don't need to prepare that much. And then she gets to it, and then
it was like, and when we get into checkpoint three, which is the eating one, like, what is just, you've eaten so many things, like, are you just sick of it now at this point? Like, I'm over it, I've eaten too much stuff. Happened?
I will give him credit. That live bug thing, like, that is pretty intense.
Loved what Zach said. He was like, you guys are so stupid. You swallowed that thing whole instead of killing it. Now you have a live thing inside of you.
Why? First off, I'm going to give the benefit of doubt here and say that the producers, whatever they're having them eat,
it has to be edible.
Your stomach acid kills it. When it gets in your stomach acid, it doesn't live in you for, like, maybe for, like, a 30 a seconds, but it has to die.
Yeah. Right. So it's
doesn't come out of your
even
butt,
the scorpion,
like,
I'm like, dude, how the heck do you eat a scorpion?
Well, that scorpion was, like, dried up and dead, right?
They,
they
said it was good, though.
I don't think, I bet it tastes like chicken. I bet it tastes chicken or pork. I bet it did.
But I mean,
it was
still,
not even
like,
alive.
That's gnarly. I didn't even know you can eat a scorpion like that. Just full on, just even with this, like, little freaking hooks.
I don't know. Zach got out like an encyclopedia. He's like, oh, this is how I kill it. And you started poking at that grub worm. I was like, dude,
I
he's having the best season. He's hilarious.
I think this has diseases. Is this thing okay?
But he was like, is this how I kill it? Like, how do you kill it? He's
awesome.
It was great.
So
that's
awesome.
That's a reasonable, you know, response. So I would have been the same thing, man. I'm like, I'm going to kill this thing before I eat it.
But that's why, like, I know they said not to chew it, but, like, if I don't know how to kill it, if I don't want to, like, twist its little neck, I just throw it in my mouth, chew, swallow, and just be know it's dead and not inside me.
Exactly.
But then you got to deal with it bursting inside you.
Because
you don't like the you turned your head away.
Kara threw it out, and like, it was still alive.
Yeah.
It would be one of those things where you just don't think about it. You got to chew it, eat it, and go.
Well, that happens when people are swallowing the goldfish and then puking those things back up. They're still alive. They do that. Steve-O did that for Jackass all the time.
Well, that's Steve-O.
You know what, though?
But that thing lives inside you for a little bit.
Use that as your fuel to, like, get some protein in you to get
that. And you nailed it, Benny. I wrote that down. I wrote, the protein is probably good for you.
Yeah.
You probably need it to keep going. You're running 60 miles.
Good point.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, Kara just, at the math, she freaked out, and then she cried again and freaked out during the grubworm thing. And that ball thing, it's a carnival game. If you ever, I worked at Six Flags for 3 or 4 years, and it's one of those carnivals where you throw a ball into a basket. It looks real simple, but the idea is that the ball always bounces out.
Yeah.
It's hard. It has to be a perfect hit in there. You got to hit it right in the inside corner for it to settle in, or else it'll just bounce right
back
out.
And that's how those games take your money.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what's interesting, though? That penalty that the UK team got, that actually helped them.
Just a rest?
Yeah. Because they were so far behind, so they got a good rest.
What do you mean so far ahead?
No, yeah. Well, U.S. was so far behind the U.K. team. So.
I think U.K. waited the 10 minutes, and they obviously didn't even catch up to him.
Right.
They just like, okay, so I guess
we're
not.
It was actually a good little blessing in disguise for them.
It's just a really funny, ironic twist for the season the U.S. team has had, the game they played, the team they have now, which on paper you would assume has an advantage because they have more players, which actually turned out to be a big hindrance on them.
Right.
You know?
So Zach yells at them and is like, this is why I want to have strong competitors.
Yeah.
Exactly. I started to think, well, what strong competitors could they have? And I started writing them down.
Laurel?
I was like, Laurel, Wes, Bananas, all three of them. Even if I don't think about anyone else, and I just get those three people to the final with me, and you take out a Kara or a Ninja. Holy crap, is the game different.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's insane.
Could you imagine if it was Laurel instead of Ninja?
Just if you just took away Ninja and put in like a Laurel.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Laurel would have killed it.
Because there's no way Laurel is having issues carrying.
Right.
Nah, she would have
the 140 pounds.
Yeah.
I've never seen Bananas like struggle during a challenge, so he would have been completely.
I think
fine.
Bananas would have been fine.
Yeah.
Same
as Wes.
Yeah, so Wes would have been great.
I just Pauly. I want to break down Pauly. I think David and I, you and I are defending him. As you as well, Benny. We didn't get your opinion on Pauly and the issues that he's having because he's literally. He's out. I don't think he's going to be able to keep going.
I'm defending Pauly, but then I have to give him some crap for it also. Like I do understand that he was pretty much carrying the thing by himself. You know, a lot of the girls
for four miles.
Right, right.
Because that's in one checkpoint section. Because that's when he struggled. Was the second to the third to the fourth, I guess, right?
But in the long run of this, this is his fault because he got rid of their strongest players.
Right,
exactly.
So he wouldn't even be in this situation, like you said, if they still had Laurel, Bananas, and Wes.
It's that karma. It's that old thing called karma.
Yeah, I mean, this is the team that he wanted to have. Him and, you know, I don't want to say and girls, but him and some females that aren't as strong as having Wes or Bananas around.
So it's like, can you really feel sorry for the guy? Because, he is doing all the work, but he put it on himself.
Here's the thing. I don't feel sorry for him, and I'm not even defending him. My thing is, you made your bed, and you got to lie in it. This is the team you protected and built all season. And then, two, you should have been a little bit smarter knowing that you have X amount of miles to run. And, yes, you have to carry the dead weight for your team. But I think, you know, I'm going to throw common sense here. Pace yourself, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's pushing hard on himself. I'm not defending him, what he did throughout the season, because I don't like that he got rid of the stronger players, and Wes is my boy. He's like one of my favorite guys. But I'm defending him in the fact that for the past 12 miles, he's carrying one size.
That part sucks.
So I'm not defending. I'm defending the fact that he's so gassed out that he's dead. He has to lay in that bed now. The bed is the ground.
Right.
He's on the ground.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He's not getting up. His mind's not even there.
Knowing that he was carrying all that dead weight for that long, he should have took a moment and you're like, you know what? I need to reserve some of this energy.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I don't want to put the blame on Zach, but Zach should never have gotten off that.
I agree.
The holding thing. What are we calling this thing? With the relic on it. Whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah. The raft.
The raft.
Whatever.
The bamboo raft thing.
The bamboo raft,
He should. Zach should never have gotten off that thing.
I got to give it to Leroy, though. Leroy.
Not even struggling.
He's struggling.
Not even struggling.
Win this thing. So, and I hear him like this. He said this is what, his 10th or 11th season?
11th.
He wants to win this thing. He doesn't care if his shoulders start bleeding.
Does not care.
He is going to go balls to the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel bad for Zach, and I feel bad for Leroy.
Because
those are the two guys that were with Nani on that team, and I like the three of them. Even Josh, too, but Josh didn't make it quite this far.
Well,
but yeah.
Imani
Rocks.
Yeah,
what's up, David? Tell us.
In the chat, Imani Rocks, but Pauly wasn't doing most of the work. Leroy was, and he's not even gassed out.
That's okay, there
you
go.
You have to remember,
But Leroy was on a side with Cam, though, and I think Cam was putting in more effort on that one side.
Leroy is also a bigger guy than Pauly.
Benny, you make another excellent point.
Zach. Is also a lot bigger than
Pauly. So two things with Leroy. Leroy is a bigger dude, and he had Cam, who's a stronger female.
She's an Amazon,
And they're on the same side. So it might be going down in front of them, but their side is level, and the weight is going forward to the other two.
True.
They're not feeling it this way. They're fine this way. And if the weight's going towards Pauly and Ninja,
it's carrying that weight.
That's where the weight is. So they need to step it up. So I blame it
on Ninja just for doing crap.
Yeah,
my God.
Same.
Yeah, that was
it was crazy. So
well, okay, so if they're carrying 140 pounds, how much is the UK carrying then? Because they have five players. No, they have five players, right?
Yeah.
So they're only carrying 100 pounds.
But you have to remember, you have CT, who is huge.
Right.
Rogan, who is huge.
I know. And
Tori.
I'm thinking, my man. Oh, my God. He beats everyone in the eliminations. Why? Jordan. Jordan would never give up.
Well, yeah, Jordan.
You
no
know
matter,
what I mean?
He'll pass out before he gets
They've
up.
Got CT, Rogan, and Jordan on that thing with a strong female like a Tori or a D.
Right.
They just have the better team
right.
at this point.
Absolutely. And Jordan.
It's
Jordan
so
is a,
much better.
Jordan is the smallest guy on that team. But just like Ashley, he has so
the
much heart.
He has like ant strength.
He's
where it's
not
just weird
stop.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we find out that only four people per team are going to make it into maybe part two, or they're going to start eliminating people. So that means that one person on the UK team will be gone. Mm-hmm. They will not make it to the next portion of the final. And then that would mean that, what, two or three? How many people in the US are the UK?
Three, I believe.
So it's
one,
not
two, three,
four total.
Three. No, I think it's four on each team make it to the next part. So my question to you guys is, and I'll give you their names again. We'll start with Team US. You got Team US is Leroy, Zach, Polly, Cam, Ashley, Ninja, Kara. Who are the final four there?
I think it's going to be Zach.
Zach.
For the love of God, I hope it's Leroy.
Yeah, I think it'll be Leroy too. Zach, Leroy. I think Polly's out. I think Paul will be
out.
And then as for
Kara's
girls,
gonna be
you
out,
get
I
two
think.
More girls. Yeah, you get so you get Cam. I hope it's Cam and Ashley because you have
Cam and Ashley for sure.
Well,
oh, yeah,
that's it. Then,
the
that's
four
a four.
There.
So you got Ninja, Kara, and Polly will be Kara's done.
Kara's not going to leave Polly behind.
So those three are done. And then so in the final four for the U.S. side, you have Leroy, Zach, Cam, and Ashley. Now here's the tougher question for the U.K. side. CT, Jordan, Tori, Rogan, and D. Only
that's tough.
One of them is... I don't know how they're going to eliminate
Rogan.
The person.
It's Dear Rogan. I'd
if you
say,
had a pick.
I'd say
D. D's going to be the one to go.
Yeah.
But it's Dear Rogan.
You think that for sure, though? Like, well, what's...
For
what,
sure.
Why, give me your reasons why, though.
Because it's
because so, everyone's so strong right
but
now.
But ultimately, when it comes down to performance at the end of the day, Rogan and D do not match up to a CT or a Tori or a Jordan.
Well, we really haven't seen Rogan perform, though. So that's why Rogan is like the...
I honestly think Rogan is at this point, everything he's going to have to do, he's going to be good at this point. I don't think anything is gonna rattle him. And like in the next portion, the little brief thing they show us, a snake goes into Tori's bed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they have to. So are they purposely putting snakes in people's
beds? I'm sorry.
Beds?
If that is one of like the
they
challenges, that's so easy.
No,
it's a snake.
But I think they have to sleep with a snake all night or something weird.
So that's what's wrong with that?
I hate snakes, bro.
What is it gonna do to you? What is a snake gonna do to you?
Let me ask you this. How the hell am I supposed to sleep all night with a snake just in my bed?
Yeah,
just sleep.
Like I understand. No, it's around me. I can't have it.
What is it gonna do to you?
Bite you.
No,
it's not gonna bite you.
I don't,
it'll bite
they
you.
Won't put a snake that fights.
The
I know.
Producers
I agree.
Are
Benny.
Gonna not. They're not gonna
know,
put
man.
A rattlesnake
because
in
there
your
are
bed.
Waivers that you signed to do these challenges. So that might be part of the waiver, saying, "Hey, if you get hurt
but
or something,
no,
happens."
No, they would never go that far to put. A
I mean, I don't think it's necessarily. It's probably one that is. If I don't think it's the most venomous snake.
There's
but,
no
but,
way the snake bites you.
I
agree.
I
it's
would rather
idea of sleeping. I could stay in a bed with a snake, but I'm not falling asleep.
Okay, what would you? I would rather have a. Built millions, thousands of snakes.
Or what?
In my bed over a freaking...
Spider?
Tarantula or rats. Any of those.
Rats, I don't care. Tarantulas.
Rats,
I mean,
will bite you.
I don't know
rats
about
rats. Rats will bite you. Tarantulas will bite
tarantulas.
You. A snake is just going to slither around you and just be slimy all over you.
Dude,
I'd
a
take
snake
that any
will
day.
Freaking bite you, dude. Snakes are just like spiders. A snake will bite you. It'll constrict you. It'll like freaking slither in
you
somewhere.
You know, for being the bomb squad, we're kind of... not that cool right
I'm,
now.
I mean,
but
I
Benny's
know,
actually Benny's holding us down right now.
I would
he's
do
like,
it. Like I just I
mean I would do it in that situation. Yes, but I'm saying like that would be a excuse my language a really crappy situation to be in. I think it's just as challenging
really?
As eating crappy
okay,
food.
So yeah. So let's I mean we don't have to agree on this, but who is the person you Rogan? He's out first.
Rogan. I'm saying D. Yeah.
I really don't know. I'm going to say... I don't want to count D out, though.
Okay.
She's the underdog. So, you know what? I'm going to... I'm going to say CT. I think he's going to gas out.
And just to be different, because I thought my choice was going to be CT, I'm going to say Tory and go really weird with it.
Really?
Yep. I have a weird feeling about D because of all those things about her. I'll do this until I'm done. And I know Tory in theory will too, but it's hard to pick. I think all five are so strong, but I was going to go CT or Tory.
Yeah.
There's no way it's Jordan. There's no way it's Jordan.
Jordan's not going to stop.
I don't know what will stop him.
Nothing whatsoever.
The live chat's blowing up. People are writing all kinds of different answers
Tory, Iriona W. Tory.
Oh, this is, yeah.
You
hear this thought about Melissa Pascrow, Cam and Ashley grabbed bags, and Kara didn't have any bags.
Right.
But I think that Kara actually did. But maybe they're thinking that since Cam and Ashley grabbed bags, they get disqualified because they grabbed bags.
And they set a time penalty, if they do that.
Okay. So they can't get it. So maybe that time penalties them out to be in the final.
No, there's no way Kara Marie is making it. No way. Just because Polly is all the way back there.
Yeah.
And she's going to stay back with her dude.
Jesse Ruiz writes, quit counting CT out. What's our problem, Benny? We're counting CT out.
I'm not counting CT out.
That's why I said Benny and me. Benny and I said it. Yeah.
Even in CT.
It's a tough decision between the Brits team. It's a hard decision. So I'm looking at, who has a possibility of gassing out. I don't want to count D out. Because she's the underdog, everyone's been counting her out. So I think she's going to surprise.
That's why
everyone.
I said. That's why I'm saying. Yeah.
You know, we have Jordan, who's a beast. Tori is a beast. Rogan, it's a toss up because he's never been put in elimination.
Yeah, this but he's been great all season.
But here's the thing. Hold on. And we keep saying this. I know it's kind of overdone, but I mean, this is a good comparison to this situation. We did see Rogan gas out on a challenge style elimination.
And right, but he's fine today. He's
so talking about his first season?
Yeah, so far.
If he went out, he was first to go out that season.
But I'm saying this is the type of challenge that he gassed out on originally.
I don't even count that season anymore, though, because it was his first season. He didn't know what to expect.
Right.
You know,
I can't give him that benefit, though, but he knows if you watch one season of the final of the challenge, you know that you have to run a million miles. That's what the first thing they made him do.
And then for CT, I mean, they were kind of bagging on him all season, like, oh, your dad body, you're going to gas out in a challenge. He's holding up pretty good, too.
He seems fine right now.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come down
to
something really random.
He's definitely leading the pack. For sure.
Yeah, but they're also, let's be honest, what are they doing? They're walking and carrying something heavy. CT is known for his strength and not necessarily his endurance, but you're not running.
He's smart,
you're walking.
Too.
You just have to walk 16 miles. I understand you're carrying some weight above you. I don't think it's
is
that
he
hard.
A good
if you
swimmer?
Have a team.
Because they always have swimming in this. Is he a good swimmer?
I think he's okay. I don't think he's a bad swimmer. He's like in the middle of the pack for sure.
I think what makes this more challenging is one, the heat, but two, the trail, like they were saying, it's windy.
Yeah,
it's
it was
up
a little windy.
Down,
yeah.
You know, that's what's working your muscles, your body. That's where the endurance factor comes in. You got those calves, you got your quads burning.
Right.
I mean, and then carrying that thing on your shoulder, eventually 16 miles, man, that's going to start just chafing that shoulder, or that's going to gas you out eventually.
Yeah. All right. Do we have any predictions? What we think is going to happen? We have a fourth checkpoint they still haven't shown yet.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think is going to be? A puzzle? Do we think it's going to be some type of carnival game?
Well, we know it's something with snakes. Is something?
Well, I don't know. That might be that night or something. I think. I feel like that shot of Tori was done after the first part. So it's like that's like a part two almost, or a midway, but right before part two, they have to go sleep.
I think the snakes is going to be. I hope it's not a challenge because, like I said, I think that's so easy.
I don't think it's that easy. I think that could be so amazing if the challenge, not even a challenge, but you have to do. You have to if you want to sleep at night, you got to go to sleep next to the snake.
Yeah,
and the snake stays in your bed.
I mean, that's like Fear Factor stuff, you know, when you get put in a cage with all the like insects and snakes and whatnot. I mean.
I think they're definitely going to have to swim also.
Oh, they have to. That's going to be part of it. Sure. I mean, you saw them on the jet skis.
I saw them on a kayak. I didn't see them having to swim, though. Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Any other thoughts on the first part?
Do you think it's going to be like one of those things where... no, because I was going to say, do you think it's going to be one of those things where they have to... where someone gets all the money and they have to decide, oh, do I want to split it or...
I think they're going to do exactly what they did last year. Which, if you remember what happened last year, they kept eliminating people until there was only three people left.
Yeah.
And they gave first, second, and third like they always like to do. So what I think they're doing is they're going to cut it down to 4 and 4. And then remember how Ninja got in her top four last year?
Two and
then
two.
She went out and then the three guys won. Wes got second. Turbo got first, and West got third. Who got second? Turbo got first.
Turbo got first.
Another guy that was in there.
Theo.
Yeah, Theo. Theo got second, yeah. And then West got third. So I think what they're doing is they're going to cut him down to 4-4, and then they're going to cut it down to somehow 3-3, and then whatever group of the three wins gets it. But then how do you decide who gets first, second, and third?
Wouldn't it be crazy there? If Ashley
some time penalty ran? What's that?
Wouldn't it be crazy if Ashley won again?
She's in the running.
I think it's four, because I think if I recall correctly, TJ said you four have won. The million
did he
whatever.
Say
I
you
believe
four
so.
Have won?
If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure I heard him say four.
Four.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought
because,
he said
and
you
then,
all.
And then CT even said, he's like, how can you not freak out? It's $200,000 on the line or something like that. So
he said that at one point. But
he said that, yeah. So, I mean, if like, you think, because there's four people on the team.
That adds up to $800,000. There's still $200,000 of that from taxes.
True. Maybe.
Taking out taxes. Wait, are you guys going to donate to AfterBuzz TV? You going to give us the money?
Oh, hey,
thank
we'll
you so much.
It.
We'll take $200,000. We'll split that. Is that okay? I don't mind. Pam, we'll give you some too. Don't worry, Pam. Pam is out tonight because her apartment is flooding or something, because it's finally rained in L.A.
Yeah.
And she had to have a plumber come because the roof's leaking. So, Pam, we're thinking about you.
We miss you, Pam.
Pam, yes, right in the live you. Chat, unless you're, you know, carrying buckets of water out of your house right now.
Throwing her down the river at the boat.
All right. We got some time. We're going to play my game.
Let's do it.
How does that sound?
Let's do it.
You guys like this. Now, the reason I chose this game is because every episode now, they're talking about how many seasons all of them have been on. So then I started to think, how many seasons have they actually been on?
Oh, God. No, I can see where this is going.
So now what you guys are going to do, I'm going to say a member of the challenge, and you're going to tell me how many seasons that they've done. Now, there's no penalty for going over.
Is there multiple choice? Is this multiple choice?
No, you're just going to give me a number. No, but it's whoever's closest wins.
Oh, okay.
Now,
okay.
If you tie, say you guys hit it where it's like right in the middle, if it's 10 is the answer, one says 9, one says 11, the answer is 10, the person that goes is under wins.
Okay.
Okay? But you can, if you both go over, it's the closest one.
Okay.
Okay? All right, here we go. My first person is Cara Maria. How many challenges has Cara Maria been on? 15.
How many challenges has she been on?
Yeah, how many just has she appeared on?
12.
Oh, wait. By the way, before I give the answer, we're not doing season 35. I didn't count season 35 because technically we don't know the real roster yet.
Right.
We don't have a finalized exact. Yeah. It's all conspiracies on who's on it. The answer is 14.
Ooh,
so nice. Who won that one?
Me. Yeah.
Okay, so Benny's one up. Benny's got one.
But you got it right, 14?
No, he was off by 15, one. Yeah. He was off by one, and you went higher, right?
No, 12. I said 12.
Okay, so, yeah, you won by one. All right, we're going to go to Johnny Bananas.
15.
Ooh. 15. David.
16.
David's going to win it. It's 19.
Damn, he's done 19.
Crazy, right? Some of these are going to shock you guys. Wes, how many challenges has Wes been a part of?
16.
15.
The answer is 12. David, taking another one.
All right.
Jordan.
Ooh.
Jordan, how many challenges has Jordan been?
10. 5.
I'd say 10.
The answer is 5. Benny,
yes.
Nailed it. Do you get double points for getting exactly right? You do now. You do that because I'm making up as I go.
Conspiracy. On the
conspiracy. Benny somehow just took the lead. Let's go with Tori, his fiance.
4.
4.
We can't both say. Well, all right.
Okay. I'll change it. All
right.
I have to think.
It's obviously,
I'm going to say 3.
It's obviously not a high number. Benny, getting double points again.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I had to count because I know she's still.
Conspiracy.
She's technically new.
She's very new.
Technically new.
Kyle, our boy Kyle.
3.
3.
You're both. All right. Well, if you both want to say. Anyone want to change. You're both wrong. So does anyone want to change
their
answer?
I'll change it. I'll change it.
Well, you can both change it. You can both change it. You can both change it.
I'll say 4.
Okay. Yeah, Benny?
4.
All right, you're both right. You both get double points. Wow.
All right. I like this double points thing now.
Well, but yeah, you just tied him again with a double point. Let's go with our boy Josh.
1. No,
two.
No, no.
He's been
no.
2.
Yeah, 2. Oh, 2.
And you both get double points again.
Damn you, Benny.
Let's go with Camilla, our girl Camilla.
Camillinator.
Camillinator.
8.
Man.
8.
10.
David, double points. Coming back.
Damn,
this is very close now. I've lost count of who's winning. We're going to go because the answer was given during the episode tonight, which is why this game is so works so well with tonight. Leroy.
9.
Leroy.
Crap.
No, you can say 9. That's fine.
Wait,
I didn't mean to say you were wrong. I just said Leroy, and you just jumped on it so fast.
No, he didn't do 9. It was.
It was said tonight on the episode.
I know. 13.
David?
12.
The answer's 11. David getting,
damn it.
Getting one. Yes. Only 1 point, David. Only 1 point. 4, 6, 8, 9. 4, 8. Oh, tied at 9. Oh my God, we're tied at 9. This
we
is amazing.
Both have 9?
Yes, you both have 9.
Who's gonna win?
let's go with Cam. We can do Cam next.
Cam.
Kill a Cam.
Kill a Cam. How many?
I feel like it was.
I'm gonna say 5.
4. 4 double points for David.
Jeez, yeah, man.
You guys are great. You guys are great. This is great. Let's do CT.
Oh,
that's a hard
thank
one.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. C to the T.
That's a tough one. I'm just gonna guess
because he was gone.
You know it's a bigger number, so go for a big number.
It's a big number, but he was gone for a good minute too.
Yeah. 14.
10.
The answer is 16. David getting a point.
Yeah.
We'll do because we want to see if Benny can come back here. We'll do Coral.
Coral.
I can really end this game whenever. I have so many more. I wrote a ton down.
Coral 8.
Coral is 8. What do you think, David?
I feel wrong on this, but I'm going to say 10.
It is 6. Ooh. So Benny, you're getting the point there. Benny, you need 2 to catch up here.
Okay.
Should we have to be the we'll have to be the final one? You have to get it exactly right.
Okay.
And we're gonna go with someone really random because I only have really random ones left. You know what we'll do? We'll do a shout out to Diem. How many was Diem on?
Oh, Diem.
Yeah, our girl Diem, who we all loved.
She started on Fresh Meat. She was on it for a while.
She was on it for a while. She's on it more than you thought too. That's kind of not giving it away, but yeah, she's on it a lot more than I thought. I guess when I looked up the answer, I was like, oh, she did that many.
8.
And David.
6.
Oh my God, the answer is 8, and we have a tie.
Oh my gosh! Oh man. My gosh!
All right, we'll do one more. We're doing crazy. This is for all the marbles. You have to give
this
different answers.
This is fixed.
You have to give different answers, and if you give the answer first, the other person can't copy. Deal?
Wait, what?
What?
You have to give different answers for this last one to see who the winner is.
Why don't we write it down?
All right, fine. But then if you say the same one again, we have to keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever says the answer
first
gets
it. Okay.
So think, yeah. Because you can say another answer after they say it, but it can't be the same one.
Okay.
We're going to go, just because we were talking about him tonight, we're going to go with one of David's boys. Can you think of it? Who's your friend?
Which one? Jordan?
No.
Oh, no, we already did Jordan.
No.
Bananas?
No. Kenny. We're going with Kenny.
Kenny.
For the final. This is it.
Can I phone a friend? Can I text him?
You call Kenny. Kenny, how many were you on? And this is for all the marbles here.
Oh,
first person to say an answer gets to keep that answer, by the way. You can't copy the answer.
7.
I was just gonna say that.
You can't say 7. You cannot say 7. It's off the board, David. You knew the rules, David.
I literally was just gonna say that. God dang it.
This is amazing, by the way. This is so great.
It's not.
This
it's
is a, such dead air. Just pick a number. You're come on.
I want to say 6 or 8 then. 8. I'm gonna go with 8.
The answer's 8. I can't.
Oh my God! No! No!
And that's it.
I am the winner.
Yeah. So, what a great game. Very close, guys. Good game, guys.
All right. Shout out to you, Kenny. You're my boy.
Wow. David winning with the double points right at the end there.
Good job, David. Good job.
Hey, good match, man.
That was
good match.
That was really fun.
Yeah, I'm surprised we were pretty close.
You guys, did Thank so you. Much Thank better you. Than I thought. I think that's a really hard game to do because you're thinking back at ridiculous numbers, too. But anyways, that was amazing. That was
all
amazing.
Right. That was all a good challenge.
Anyways, nice. Any final thoughts? Any fun predictions? Oh, actually, you know, Benny, we got so much time. News and gossip. I want to talk a little bit about the Bear and the Kaylee stuff.
Oh, yeah. So
it's AfterBuzz TV news.
News and gossip. Yeah.
Here we go.
So, Kaylee is... people are saying that she's allegedly hooking up with Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that, I'm saying allegedly because, you know, nothing is 100% fact. She hasn't made any public statement whatsoever.
Yeah.
But she's saying that she cheated on
Mikey P, who has a blue check mark, and I don't even know who he is.
He was on an MTV reality show.
Yeah, but I didn't watch that. That show was really random.
The guy who hosted it was always in those P. Diddy music videos.
You know, it only did one season or something, though, right? It was a flash in a pan. I don't even remember this.
But
he was
also on American Ninja Warrior,
yes,
I think.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that like we're hearing that she never told him, and we're also hearing that she allegedly did all this during season 35, which we don't know if this is real because we don't, official cast isn't even out yet, but that's what we're hearing.
So Mikey P took to Twitter or Instagram or one of those things, and he's talking. He's like, I'm in the dark as much as you guys are. I don't know what's going on. And then this is the best. Kayla. It's Kayla or Kaylee?
Kayla.
Kayla responds on Twitter. Mikey, can we please keep this private and not talk about this? Kayla, if you want to keep it private, why are you responding on Twitter?
So, a lot of people...
She kills me, man. I find her so attractive, and I do like her on the show, but, like, what are you doing then?
Have you been watching Bear's Insta stories?
Yes, he's doing all kinds
of... You can clearly tell he never shows Kayla's face, but you can clearly tell
her
Kayla's
tattoos.
But then there's also one where he's slapping this
on
girl's
the butt. It's on the
and
butt.
And you could hear Kayla laughing.
And this is what's so funny. When I saw that, I immediately thought of Pam, which is kind of weird. But when Pam and I were talking last week about 2020 is the year of being able to grab butts. We talked about
like
it.
That.
I do too. So I was like, oh, I like that she's having. Yeah.
But people are saying, like, so a lot of fans and viewers are saying that Kayla is doing this to get on X on the Beach, which I don't think that's true whatsoever.
And I responded to you saying I wouldn't put it past her.
I wouldn't doubt it, man. It's another paycheck.
But see, these people don't have real jobs.
Yeah. Well, this is why I don't think she's doing it for this. Kayla, she's good TV. She can get on any reality show she wants.
And by the way, everyone, we're talking about Kayla from the Real World Vegas.
Yeah.
Where they stayed at
the
Hard Rock?
It was It was in downtown.
Yeah,
It was in downtown because
they went on the zip lines to end their season. They all went on the zip line, which is fun. I've been on that exact same zip line.
Yeah,
it's a good time.
It was on Fremont though. It was in Fremont.
Yeah, it was on Fremont Street.
Yeah.
By the way, side note, Dan, everybody likes the game. And
oh, great.
Shay Jordan put, "Can y'all make a whole other show for Challenge Trivia? That'd be fun."
That would be fun. Yeah. Well, we try again. If y'all like the games, we're going to try to keep doing those every week if we have time. So.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, but yeah, that's what's happening with Kayla. So if she is on this upcoming season, that's going to be some pretty interesting stuff to look out for.
Here's not a game, but here's another fun thing I saw online. They were trying to rank your favorite, duo or something. Who's your favorite couple almost on the challenge? And they named a bunch. They did Bananas and Morgan, I remember, was one of them. They did Leroy and Cam. They did Jordan and Tori. Yeah, they did Jordan and Tori. They did, who are the other big ones from this season? Baron, they did...
From this season?
No, they had a bunch. And they did Carr and Polly. And they wanted you to rank, like, who's your favorite one. And I immediately eliminated Bananas and Morgan. Yes.
Well, because they were they even official?
Not when they were, like, on the show. Yeah. But I was just trying to think. I eliminated Carr and Polly. Oh, and Zach and... Oh, the other one was Zach and...
Jenna.
That was the other last one. Thank God. Okay.
They're my favorite. They're, like, my number one.
Yeah, but I just, like, their relationship, like, confuses me sometimes.
See, I like them because their relationship is, like, it's real. You get in arguments, you get in fights, you have disagreements.
Yeah, so here's everyone's choices. I want to have them. They're going to write this in the live chat right now. You've got Bananas and Morgan, you got Leroy and Cam, Tori and Jordan, Cara and Polly, or Zach and Jenna. Who's your favorite couple? And tell us why as well.
Yeah.
Bam. Because I think I would go with, I got to go with Tori and Jordan. I just think they're so fun. I just love their relationship.
Out of that group, yeah.
Like, I'm not going Cara and Polly.
If Tori and Jordan weren't in it, then I would pick Zach and Jenna.
Yeah. Because, like, the stuff we've seen with Zach and Jenna on the show, though, is kind of rough. And I know you and I also, Benny, had talked about how off camera we don't think it's like that. We think that they're really in love and all this stuff. But, yeah.
Ghost8386 put Miz and Kendall.
Miz and Kendall.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? That one season. What season was it? Was it Inferno?
Season 5?
I think it was way back. That was before he was dating Trishel. Because remember Miz and Trishel?
I know who Trishel is.
Trishel was Vegas, right?
She was hooking up with Frank for like a day or liked Frank, but then she went and slept with the other guy who then she ended up sleeping with the rest
Steven?
Of the season.
Was his name Steven?
I forget
Steven,
what his name was.
Steven.
Yeah.
But that was, I love that season because that season
that's
had
like
Alton.
One of the best
that
seasons.
Season had my boy. I loved Alton and he was, and what's her face kept calling him a dirty bird, but they had such an interesting relationship.
You're
what was her name? I don't remember, but she was beautiful though. She was real nice. But she was with Alice. Well, she was real nice, David.
I want to say it was Urlin or... I can't remember her name.
Ursula?
Start with an I. I don't know. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, though. Yeah. That was a great season.
That was like one of my...
Favorite real world season of all time?
Vegas.
Anyone?
And then the first San Diego with Cameron, Brad.
Brad. That was a good one. Had Jamie Chung on it.
Most famous... Real
besides
Roto
the Miz
challenge.
And the Miz,
I think she's one.
That's another
than
one
Miz,
thing to
though.
Do.
She, I think. Oh, she's been. I think it's her and then the Miz.
The Miz is a world wrestling like
champion.
No,
she's
man.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
She's an A-list movie star though.
Yeah, she was in. You know? She was in Hangover Part 2. I know all about Jamie Chung. She was in. That one with Adam Sandler where she played his. She played a daughter of some kind.
She was in that X-Men series. It got canceled, but.
Yeah, Jamie Chung's doing her thing. Yeah,
nice.
Anyone
nice
else want to chime in on who's the most famous person to come out of the real world? I might go with I can't think of his name now. He has like a podcast now, and he's on like all the time. He gets really famous people. It's from like way like one of the first seasons. Oh, I'll never. Oh, doesn't matter. Anyways, yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay,
Cyrus. I know he has a podcast.
Oh, no, it's not Cyrus. It's a white guy.
You're not talking about Derek, are you?
No.
Challenge Mania.
I'll think of it. I'll think of it later. He's got like a gap in his tooth right there. He's a white guy, brown hair. Oh God, doesn't matter. We'll think of it later.
What season was he on?
Oh my God, like he was on like Road Rules season one or something like
Road
that.
Rules.
One of those things. Yeah,
going back.
But he's doing his thing. All right, people rate Mark and Robin as their favorite couple.
Mark and Robert. Do you remember Coral and Abe? Was it Abe? Yeah, Abe.
Yeah.
Coral and Abe. That one season.
Well, I remember Abe and Kara for years.
Yeah, it was Coral and Abe years.
I remember Wes and Jordana.
This is a good. Courtney Rivera put Bananas as the most famous. I think that's a close toss up with the Miz.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's kind of that's a close one.
Mm. Oh, Theo.
Theo.
The first Theo. That's his name that does the podcast and stuff. His name's like Theo. He does a lot of hosting stuff. Mark Long was doing his thing for a little while too. Nothing like acting as far as in big motion pictures, but
yeah.
Bananas is an interesting choice. Yeah. Because he's famous for being on The Challenge more than anyone for sure.
Right. He's getting there though, because now he does have his own show where he hosts his own show.
What was his first season in Real World? It was Real World what?
Was it Battle? No, it wasn't Battle of the Seasons.
No. I meant his Real World season was not New Orleans. It was
Was it Philadelphia?
No, it was somewhere in the South, I thought. What was Banana's first season on the world? What was Banana's season on the Real World?
Live chat.
Key West.
Was it Key West?
I think it was Key West.
Yeah, it was some but down in the South, like way right below.
I think it was Real World Key West.
Florida there, yeah. Someone wrote, I miss Landon. Theo Vaughn. See, I was right. It's Theo Vaughn. That's the guy I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Anyways. Nice. I mean, we can wrap this up anytime we want, guys. We're just having such a fun time just listing random
reminiscing.
Trivia. Listing trivia.
Yeah, everybody's putting Key West.
All right. Well, I'm gonna wrap this baby up.
I'm gonna
put the baby in a swaddle, nice protective swaddle. It's gonna be all set. My name is Daniel Linger. Thank you guys so much for joining us. You can hit me up on TikTok. I just hit 10,000 followers. I'm very excited about it. Idiot Box Boys.
And my name is Benny Adams. I do not have a TikTok, but you can hit me up on all other social media at Benny J. Adams.
My name is David Christopher, and you can find me on Instagram at David_Christopher_official, or you can also find me on TikTok. I do not have 10,000 followers yet, so if you want to help me get there, find me at David Christopher Official.
See, I need to get a TikTok.
Yeah. There it is, yeah.
Yeah. Thank
you guys
so
later.
Much. Good night.
Founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.